ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. Ed, you've got a smudge on your upper lip.
Margaret, a man does not like to have a young mustache referred to as a smudge.
Ed Herlihy, you're not raising a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever for?
Well, summer's here.
I don't see the connection. Unless you mean that's the growing season.
No, but with summer come women in slacks. A man's got to do something to look different.
You know, Ed, you're right. We are in the slack season. Have you bought a new pair this year, friends? Well, if you have, remember to wash them in Ivory Flakes.
You bet your life. With Ivory Flakes care, rayon slacks,
the blouses and sweaters that go with them, rayon dresses, your lingerie.
With gentle Ivory Flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear.
You know, friends, those things can't take rough treatment. Why, if you wash them the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap, the seams are apt to burst.
Or the colors fade.
Yes, and often after just a few washings. But when you wash those things gently in Ivory Flakes, honestly, you can wash them over and over again. And they'll stay practically like new up to twice as long. Wash tests prove it.
Margaret, did you say up to twice as long?
Mm-hmm.
Why, some of the clothes that went through those Ivory Flakes tests stayed almost like new 4 and 5 times as long.
Yes, that's right. Friends, try Ivory Flakes for your rayon stockings, too. You know, in strain tests that were made, rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. And fifth, why, nightly washing in Ivory Flakes keeps rayons from bagging so.
Well, that'll be a help. Wrinkled, baggy stockings hurt my artistic soul.
Artistic, Ed? You mean masculine, don't you? But about Ivory Flakes, they're wonderful flakes, friends.
The flake form of pure ivory soap.
They help blouses stay bright, and your sweaters, your slips, your rayon dresses.
With gentle Ivory Flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Sade and young Russell. The latter arrived home from a brisk session of baseball in Tatman's vacant lot a moment or so ago and was immediately equipped with a dust cloth by his mother. He's gazing at it without enthusiasm and saying,
"This is a funny time to be dusting furniture."
"Sure is. Ha 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 ha.
Uncle Fletcher around?"
"You know he went home."
"Well, I thought he might be back. I thought he might be taking a vacation from a vacation from a vacation."
"What you talking about?"
"Well, he come to stay here as a vacation. Then he went home to take a vacation from a vacation. I didn't know but what he'd come back with the idea of taking a vacation from a vacation from a vacation. I was telling the guys in Tatman's vacant lot about
what he..." "Now, talk, Russell, and you know it. Come on, pitch in. We got an hour before I have to go start my supper, and I want to make every minute count. You take the chairs and the bookcase. I'll take the Davenport and library table."
"Since when did Miss Brighton and Willard get to be such big shots? I never knew they were so important. People had to do a special job adjusting furniture for them."
"Well, they are. Miss Brighton's the world's most particular housekeeper. Unless everything's spick and span when she's in my house, I'm uncomfortable. Come on, Willie. Now you got me stalling around chattering. Start on the bookcase, why don't you?"
"I believe dusting furniture is the dullest occupation there is. I believe dusting furniture..."
"No,
is..."
"No, what?"
"Huh?"
"Somebody in the kitchen."
"Yes? Groceries? You, Irvin?"
"Okay, or two."
"Goodbye, George.
I hope he hasn't brought home work and needs this room."
"Oh, I doubt that. You see, it's so late he'd be home in an hour."
"Greetings,
anyway.
Greetings, people. I love you all."
"Greetings. Please, honey, realize you've been home 5 minutes and haven't moved a muscle."
"Oh, I'm a-dusting my dust rag."
"I'm dashing right in, dashing right out again."
"What's the matter?"
"Nothing in the world is the matter. I'm radiantly happy."
"What you gonna do?"
"Fish a picture of myself out of the window seat. Hello, Russell."
"Hello, Gov. I was just passing a remark to Mommy.
You picture yourself out of the window seat?"
"Yes. Kitchener Dealers Quarterly wants it."
"Want another one?"
"Yep."
"They want one every few minutes. 69 times
Mr.
a month."
"Mr. Hoosh, that is a gross exaggeration."
"Kitchener Dealers Quarterly wants another picture. Another one."
"They're going to run it in their next issue. They're going to print an apology for the mistake they made in their current issue. And they're also printing a lengthy biography of me. One side, Watermelon Ryan. Let Papa in the window seat there."
"Vic, Miss Brighton and Willard are calling this evening."
"I'll be delighted to see them."
"Russell and I want to get this room to looking nice for them."
Well, don't let me disturb you. I'm just going to grab a picture of myself and run.
Oh, I got that window seat all straightened. You'll make a big botch of it fishing around.
Well, look, Dr. Stitch, I've got to have the picture. The editor of the Kitchener Dealers Quarterly instructed me to rush it to Chicago. Do you want me to tell him to
just
jump in the lake?
Well, wait, let me help you. If you fiddle around in there by yourself, you'll have the darn window seat looking like a pig pen.
Pretty nice, huh? They're going to publish my photograph, and they're going to apologize for their mistake.
What mistake's that?
You know, they ran a picture of some other halfwit last time and put my name on it. Remember, all of the defugals?
Well, ain't no necessity for you to stop work. Hey, haven't you even begun yet?
Oh, I'm trying to get this dust rag to fit my hand like a glove.
Oh, Mercy, listen, you get busy, and quick. Vic, seems like I'm always digging in here for pictures of you.
Well, can't be helped, I guess. They mislaid the other one I sent them. That was partly the reason that they published that other baboon's photograph instead of mine. I received a letter this afternoon in which the editor said he was almost sick
over
his blunders.
Well, let me handle the pictures. You'll mix them up to where I'll have to do the job of window seat straightening all over again. Move over. Here, I'll hand them to you.
Okay.
Gov, I saw Hank Gutstap over on the Illinois Central Depot platform.
You stick to your dusting. Plenty of time to talk later. Here, you with Mabel's hat on.
Sadie, the last time we dug in here for photographs, I recall informing you 18 times the Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly is not interested in snapshots of me with Mabel's hat on.
All right. I wanted to put in a whole solid hour before supper time getting this living room shining. Miss Brighton is such a particular housekeeper. I get the willies if she's around and my house ain't spick and span. Tiniest little bit of dust, you know.
What are you handing me this for?
To hold.
It is a snapshot of me with Margaret's head on.
Well, you can hold it a second, can't you? That's what I'm handing them to you for.
Well, you're going to take them out of there one at a time?
Of course. Otherwise, the darn window seat would be squeegeed around like it was before I almost broke my back straightening it.
Well, can't you fish around and find the picture quick?
No.
It'll take all night.
Well, whose fault is it? We're trying to dust. Then you come dashing in wanting pictures.
Well, get out of the way. I'll find what I want.
No, you won't either. Here.
Oh, shucks. It's me with Isabel's hat on.
Well, hold it. Russell, you working?
Sure.
You're sitting down.
Oh, I can sitting down.
Now, you get up from there. Now, how's this?
Whose hat have I got on?
Nobody's. It's you sitting in my lap.
The Kitchenware Dealer Quarterly, you say, it is not interested in pictures of me sitting in your lap.
They could cut me out of it. See, they could take a pair of scissors.
I'm wearing a stocking cap in that picture. I don't believe I care to appear in the Kitchenware Dealer's Quarterly attired in a stocking cap.
All right.
I bet I could reach you there and dig out what I want in 2 seconds.
Well, what's the big hurry for, anyway? Won't be another issue of the magazine for 3 months. Surely they don't have to have a picture of you this minute.
The editor in his letter this afternoon instructed me to rush the picture.
Here.
Are you suggesting that I submit a snapshot of Steve Chestbutter and his bicycle and...
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm only asking you to hold stuff. Half my life I dribble away fishing in the window seat. This room won't get dusted thorough. I'll fidget all evening long, thinking Miss Brighton spotted a speck of dirt someplace.
Since when does she get to be such a big shot people have to do special jobs of house cleaning when she calls?
By George Gov, I asked Mom that same question myself. Mom, I says, since when did she get to be
no,
such a big shot?
No, look at my fine helper. He's laying down. Laying down on the floor, flat on his back.
Oh, I'm dusting, old Mom. I haven't stopped dusting.
You get up from there, mister. You get right up from there.
Kiddo, at this rate, I'll never find a suitable...
Here's you.
Let's see.
Russell, I'd be ashamed.
Well, I can dust from that you're laying down. My arms are perfectly free.
Kitchenware Dealers Quarterly want a picture of me, Sadie.
That's you?
Yes, and also Ike Niesuffer and I.H. Zeeb.
Well, they can be cut out.
In addition, I'm barefooted.
Oh, uh-huh. Never noticed that.
If you'd allow me to search for what I want, I think
perhaps...
No, perhaps
sir, now, no.
Well, at least can't you pull them out a little faster?
If your people come across any snapshots of Rooster Davis in his undershirt, keep them out. Rooster was inquiring just the day before.
Are you still dusting that bookcase?
Oh, I'm doing my best.
Well, get on to something else. Goodness, I might as well have some little tiny baby working for me. Here.
Who's this?
You with somebody's hat on.
Me with Barbara's hat.
By George Gov, you were the sport. I bet the girls
here's
were around
one
you.
Might do.
Let's see.
Hmm?
You're very funny. You're very, very funny.
What is it?
Picture of your father hanging by his knees from a tree. Was taken at that picnic where everybody was supposed to... Are you still dusting that bookcase?
Oh, it's a pretty big bookcase. It's such a...
Start
big
on the library table.
Okay.
Can't we go a little faster, Save?
You with Clara's hat on.
Huh?
You with Harriet's hat on.
Oh.
You and Charlie Razor Scum and Ike Kneesucker asleep on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Russell and that little boy that visited from Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
You with Celia's hat on.
Kiddo, let me in there. I could find what I want in no time.
No,
I
sir. No. This wind is steep.
A telephone is ringing. Shall I answer?
Yeah. Here's you.
Yeah. Sitting on the garbage box. The kitchen where dearest Corley is not interested.
Hello? Yes? Yes, I believe she is. One second.
Miss Dambon?
No.
Miss Trogle?
It's a man.
Man?
Yeah.
Vic, don't you dare fish around that window seat now. Please don't. Yes? Oh. No, I don't. I have plenty of brick mush on hand already. Yes. No, I don't, and I won't require any additional brick mush till next week. Yes. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm in kind of a hurry right now, and I'll have to hang up. Goodbye.
The brick mush man?
Yes, just mourn, crying away.
I found what I want, Sade.
Did you dig into that window seat after I asked you not to?
No, but look here.
You hanging by your knees?
Yeah. Look, turn it upside down, and it's as good a photograph of myself as I've ever had taken.
Why, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the magazine will have to print it upside down, won't they?
Sure, but that don't hurt. Why, this is a dandy picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm off, friends.
All right.
See you at supper time.
All right.
Sorry I slowed up your house cleaning.
No.
So long.
So long.
Well, bye, Gov.
Bye, Cherry.
Russell.
Yeah?
Are you still dusting that bookcase?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Hey, I noticed quite a few service gals in town last week. Boy, they look smart in their uniforms.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm. But they've still got a problem that civilian gals have.
What's that?
Rayon stockings with their certain little drawback.
Oh, yes. Bagging at the knees, wrinkling at the ankles. There's a solution to that, though, thank heavens. And it's nightly Ivory Flakes care.
Yes, friends, if you wash your rayons every night in Ivory Flakes, they'll fit much better, look sleek, look trim.
What's more, they'll last longer.
In strain tests that were made, rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Won't you change to Ivory Flakes, friends? They're pure, so mild. They're the flake form of baby's ivory soap.
And they're worth asking for again if your dealer happens to be out of them.
Ivory Flakes, that's the name. Use them for all your pretty clothes, your blouses, slips, housecoats, nighties. Never wash those things the wrong way.
Give them gentle Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Soap go further. Soap saving is a patriotic duty, for soap is made of vital war materials. Don't waste soap.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.